podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast with our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you like these resources, if you like them being free, if you like them 5 days a week along with Coach Unplugged in High School Hoops, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's what keeps the lights on. It's one way for you to repay us. And also leave a 5-star review. We love those.
All right. So before we do that, let's talk about some of the things. So first one is, you know, I've noticed in the pandemic, people are really starting to take notes again. And I've always, you know, if you ask my wife, I've always been a prolific note taker. I've always been someone that writes everything down. I think right now in my office, because they're redoing my classroom, I think I have at least 4 boxes full of notes right now that I'm gonna go through, I'm gonna sift through, and I'm gonna hopefully use them in these things I have gathered from Coach Collins, things that I think will be helpful for you, and like I refer to as a golden nuggets to do it. But I be a prolific note taker, and here's the reason why. Think back to high school, think back to middle school, think back to college, think back to graduate school. The smartest people are always the ones that sit in the front, the ones that are constantly taking notes, okay? So the best players are always recording what they're doing, right? They're writing down their makes, they're writing down the reps. You know, you think about the person in the weight room, they're again, tracking it, they're writing things down. So, you know, all the greats are note takers. You know, so it's a way for your brain and for you to process. So that would be one of the golden nuggets. One of the things I think I've really gathered, and whoever invented Post-its should get a special award from Coach Collins, because those have been life-changing in the way I kind of do things. But that's the first thing. Second of all, mistakes. So, you know, we've all heard about the growth mindset and making mistakes, but there's a process to it. First of all, you have to recognize it, and then you have to admit that there was a mistake. Then you have to learn from it, and then you have to forget it and move on and pivot. Okay. So let me go through that again. So when you turn the ball over, we want them to recognize it. We want to admit that, yeah, my bad. If anybody says that again, I'm like, oh my God, my bad. You want to learn why. Then that's where we come in. They want to learn from them. And players have a difficult time knowing the difference between criticism and coaching. And sometimes it can be tone. Sometimes it can be delivery. I think that's got to be a reflection for us as coaches about how we convey those specific things. But that we have to learn from it. And if it's criticism, we're less likely than if it's coaching. And then the forgetting is, well, we never want to forget. We never want to forget bad things about history, but we want to forget because we can't dwell on it, because obviously if it's in a game, it's going to move very quickly. But we also, you know, want to, you know, how are we going to pivot from that? How are we going to move forward? Okay. I was talking to another coach. I want to say it was in Missouri, but was having some issues, and I was talking to him, you know, your reputation is what people think you are. Your character is what you really are. So, you know, if I worried about my reputation, I probably wouldn't sleep very well at night, because people don't like that we win and we're successful and we've been successful and constantly. And sometimes that doesn't, but I know that we do things right. I know our kids do things right. I know they're good players, they're good people. I think our character is top notch. So that's what you really have to think about. The last thing that I actually just found this, I think you have to think about a couple things with practice, you know, and this has been kind of my takeaway from, you know, the world kind of being tossed upside down, is I think you have to think about, first of all, making your practice as short as possible. So that means you're being precise, you're moving from one thing to the next. But, you know, how are you breaking up the segments? So let's say it's 4 quarters. How are you breaking up the segments of the practice? You know, how are you doing the pregame? How are you doing the first quarter? How are you doing the second quarter? How are you doing the third quarter? How are you doing the fourth quarter? How are you doing overtime? You know, what are you working on? You know, how much time are you spending on individual improvement? How much are you working on fundamentals? How much are you working on your offense? How much are you working on your defense? How much are you working on reacting and those kind of things in small side situation. And again, there's more than one way of doing this. And if you go on the web and you go all these places, you would think there's only one way of doing things, you know, and there's only one right way of doing it, and that's wrong. I refer to coaching as like being an artist. And, you know, if I go outside and paint a landscape and you go outside and paint a landscape, they might both be beautiful paintings. And one might be more abstract and one might be more, you know, I don't know the different types of art, but they both might be beautiful. They both might get the job done. And it's the same thing with coaching and practice and those kind of things. There's more than one way to do it. So I hope you enjoy these. Let me know if you enjoy the things I've gathered. I got to come up with a new name, but things I've gathered over the years. I hope you'll enjoy it. So go over and make sure you subscribe and like, leave a thumbs up, leave a review. We love those. We read every one of them. Hopefully I can respond to it too, but have a great day, everybody. We will talk real soon. Thanks.
Sports Social Podcast Network.